And then a pi bond has the property that if you look along the interatomic axis of the bond, between the line between the atoms that are forming the bond, then the wave function will go plus, zero, minus, zero, plus. There'll be two nodes in the wave function, and there's a plus side and a minus side. And you'll get that kind of bond if you take two p orbitals going up like this, mm-hmm. and you use them to construct the molecular orbital. And you get a molecular orbital like this, and if you look at it from the side, the top load is a positive charge. I should use a different drawing where the top and the bottom are different colors. But the top is positive, the bottom is negative, and there's a node in between. So if you're going around, the wave function has got a positive value, then it goes through zero, and it's got a negative value, and it goes back through zero, and it's positive again. And bonds like this, the electrons have an angular momentum around the bond, and the molecule won't twist around a pi bond because it's not symmetric anymore, so it has to stay in a certain orientation, and it won't twist around the bond.